Hey there, welcome to the Thursday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek, and I will be here with you for the next 5 minutes. Thank you so much for stopping by as we continue our four-part series on the bread from heaven. Jesus explaining the fact that he is the bread of life and that it's necessary to not just believe he existed. If we expect to get to heaven, we need to do more than just believe that he existed. We are called to believe that he existed and then to partake of the Eucharist, to eat his body and to drink his blood. And as you're going to see, people are going to be scandalized by this. And you know, I've been saying this all week that as a cradle Catholic, I've accepted this. My comprehension about the Eucharist has increased, even though I fully don't comprehend the enormity and the power contained in the Eucharist. But I accept it as a Catholic, and I know that it's necessary, and I try to receive the Lord as often as possible. But for the people hearing this for the first time, this was absolutely radical. So let's look at the gospel from today's Daily Mass, John chapter 6, verses 44 through 51. As this bread of life discourse continues to unfold, Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Now, you could try to imagine, if you will, the confusion of people hearing this for the first time. Jesus talking about eternal life and eating the bread from heaven, which he's going to say, that's me. Unless you eat my bread, my body, and drink my blood, you have no life within you. And this is it's absolutely a radical teaching for the people. Very difficult for them to accept. And as you know, as you'll see, many of them did walk away because they couldn't accept it. It was too much for them to comprehend, and they were just unwilling to accept it. But it's a great point for us that reminds us, especially during this Easter season, it's a great message that life consists of a lot more than just our time on earth. Eternal life made possible by Jesus. And when we are baptized, we are granted this great privilege of eternal life in heaven forever. And we're not going to fully comprehend what that means. It's hard because we look around us. We live in a material world. Everything around us is material. We can see it with our eyes. We can feel it. We can, you know, we can smell it. So it's difficult to envision heaven, the kingdom of heaven, when we just look at the words of the Lord when he talks about it. It sounds too confusing. We can't picture it. We can't use our senses to imagine fully what heaven's going to be like. So it becomes difficult. And what Jesus is telling us is that if you eat my body and you drink my blood, I'm going to help you. Not just in this life, but I'm going to make sure you have eternal life. You're not going to die. Oh yeah, you'll die in this world, but that's when you start living. And this is one of those things that we are called to accept by faith. It's not something that we can verify. It's not something that we could see with our eyes. But it's something that we can see with the eyes of faith. Now, tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit more about this as we continue our series on the bread from heaven. Hope you can tune in tomorrow, and we'll see what Jesus has to say. Have a good night.